ओम शांति। 13 दिसंबर 2019 फ्राइडे। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, मेक फर्स्ट एफर्ट ऑन योर सेल्स टू अर्न अ ट्रू इनकम एंड देन इंस्पायर योर फ्रेंड्स एंड रिलेटिव्स टू डू द सेम। चैरिटी बिगिंस एट होम। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, first make effort on yourselves to earn a true income and then inspire your friends and relatives to do the same. Charity begins at home. Which home? Self. Which home? Our own family. Which home? Our own relatives. Our own society. So when we say charity begins at home, it means that all attempts, all efforts should first begin with self. There's a beautiful thought which can be used during yoga. That is, I am the center of this universe. I am the center of this entire universe. What is happening in the inner universe of my heart spreads out into the external universe. This is microcosm. This is macrocosm. I am the cosmos in myself. There is an universe hidden in me, and what happens in this universe is reflected in the outside universe. I am the center of the universe. This is the first thought. And second powerful thought is, I have to purify every particle of this universe, and I have to purify every soul of this universe. So these are two very powerful thoughts which we can practice at Amritvela. I am the center of the universe, and my goal, my aim is to purify the five elements, not just that, but each and every particle of this universe. And I have to purify each and every soul of this universe. So everything begins with me. Charity means an act of giving. Charity means when we give something selflessly. And who can give? Who can give? The one who has. Jesus Christ describes the story of a man, a rich man, who has employed many laborers. So this rich man is once working in his garden, and he called a team of laborers to work. By afternoon, it's found that manpower is less, so he employed few more laborers. So a new batch of laborers joined in the afternoon. By evening, he understood, the rich man, that even this is less. So he called upon new batch of laborers. Now three batches of laborers are working. And at night it was the time to distribute money. But he gave equal money to all the three batches. And there was a protest from the first batch that we are working since morning. And those who came in the afternoon, they are receiving the same amount. And there was even further protest from the second group. We are working since evening, afternoon, and this evening group, they have also received the same amount. What sort of justice is this? The man said, I gave not because you worked. I gave because I have. I give out of abundance. I give out of abundance. Not because what they have and what they don't have. How much they have worked and how much they have not worked. That is useless for me. I have. It's my money. I am giving it. And I give because I have it. So charity is when you give out of abundance. Charity is one when you have something. When you don't have, you cannot give. So first thing is attainment. First thing is fill yourself with something. Then only you can give. We are the great donors. And we give. And one of the subtlest reason for our giving is this. Other reasons are there. Others don't have. They are suffering. They are in misery. They are in pain. We are merciful. That's why we give. Baba said to us, give. Yesterday's Murli also Baba said, you fill yourself and go and shower in the world. So give out of abundance. There's one study in America where it is found that the poorest, they give 2.1% of their, the richest, they give 2.1% of their income in charity. But the shocking thing was, the poorest give 4.3% and the richest give 2.1%. Those who were richer, they were giving less. And those who were poorest, they were giving more. It's a paradoxical study. So giving is coming out of abundance of heart, not out of actual money somebody is having. Giving is in fact a sanskar. Giving is a habit. Giving comes from the magnanimity of heart, the generosity of heart, how big the heart is. It is coming from that. It is not coming from external, how much money one is having. So Baba says, give. And for giving, sometimes you have to give up few things. Then only you can give. First, make effort on yourself to earn as a true income. First, become rich yourself. And then inspire your friends, your colleagues, your relatives to do the same. That's the second step. Charity begins at home. So, many things are included in this. And the first is self-compassion. Self-compassion. Before showing mercy on others, before showing compassion on others, first show mercy on yourself. Before feeling for others, have feeling for yourselves. In yesterday's Murli Baba said, don't forget the days of childhood. The honeymoon period of Brahmin life. Don't forget the days of childhood. When we had become Babas, we did not require any effort to do meditation. He was as if a presence always with us. As he grew up, we found that he slightly let go of our hands. As we further grew up, we started conducting workshops, we started giving classes, we started teaching, we started doing service, we started becoming managers, heads of the departments, and then the tougher time starts. And then here we are caught off guard. And his presence is not felt as it used to be felt in the beginning. Because here we are heads, we are managers, we are organizers, we are teachers. We are somebody who is called Gyani, who knows, who understands, who teaches, who solves the problems. But then the child is lost. That's why Baba said yesterday, don't forget those days of childhood. Here you have responsibility now. You are wearing the crown of responsibility, but whilst wearing that crown, we feel it has become heavy. Because I has come, I am doing this service. The best thing in Brahmin life to remember all the time is inverted comma. Baba is touching the intellects of souls through me. So it's not my task. He is using me to touch their intellects. I am just a channel. I am just a tap. And the tank is above, filled with water. The water has preferred, decided, chosen to come through me. The glory is of the tank, not the tap. I am the tap. I am the channel. I am the instrument. I am the means, nimit, through which the power is flowing and touching the souls. When this feeling goes, then the crown of responsibility becomes heavy and we cry out, Baba, where are you? That's why Baba says, don't forget the days of childhood. So the charity begins at home means first have self-compassion. Where I was and where I have fallen down. What I was and where I have fallen down. What glory, what grace, what grandeur, what majesty, what purity, what love I had. And where it is lost. How the devil entered into this Brahmin life, we don't understand. There was once a man and he was going for Halloween party. You know Halloween party? Yeah? So he was going in that Halloween party. So he dressed as devil. Halloween party is the celebration to celebrate the martyrs, the saints. It's usually on 31st October. It's a very famous festival in Christianity. So whilst he was going, it started raining. So he happened to enter into another church where the revival party meeting was going on. Revival meeting means converts, encouraging others to convert to Christianity, something like that. So as he entered in that attire of devil, everybody started rushing here and there. Devil, devil, devil. And there was one woman who was about to rush, but her cloth got caught up in one chair. And she was running fast and he was coming from that side. And everybody was shouting, devil, devil, devil. And she said, devil, please stop. Please spare me. Though I was coming in the church from last 30 years, but I was always on your side. Though I am coming in the church from last 30 years, but remember I was always on your side. So though we are in this Gyan, though we are moving with Baba, but somewhere devil is suppressed. Somewhere we are always on his side, quite unawares of ourselves. We did not know when the Maya entered. That's why Baba says, don't forget the days of childhood. So first is self-compassion. Second is self-transformation. I have to first transform myself. All my attempts to transform others have failed. That's why I have learned, I have understood that to transform others is useless. There's a Sufi saint, Bayjeet. He has written in his autobiography that when I was very young, I had a passion to change the world. I used to pray to God, O Allah, give me power so that I can change the world. I was a revolutionary at heart. The rebellious spirit was within me. But when I became adult, I understood that it is too much for me. I can't change the world. So then I thought, why not change my family? After all, I am the boss. After all, I am the breadwinner. After all, I look after my family and my wife, my children. They must listen to me. I will change them. And he attempts to his new business of changing the family. But when he becomes old, he comes to the conclusion that I can't change my family. And only one person I can change. And he prays to God, oh God, help me to change myself. And God appears and says, it is too late now. You can't change yourself. Those days when you should have changed have gone. The habits have become deeply ingrained. So it's very difficult for you to change now. So, charity begins at home means self-compassion. Charity begins at home means self-transformation. First, let me transform myself. Charity begins at home means first self-inculcation. First, let me inculcate all the dharanas. First, let me become the embodiment of all the maryadas. Let me become the embodiment of Srimat. Let me follow things first myself. Then only I can teach others. I cannot teach others that do this, do that. First, let me have a powerful Amrit Vela. Then only I can teach others do this way. Let me churn Murli. Every line of it. Every point of it. Not a single word should be left. Then only I can teach others. Every minute. So, self-charity begins at home means self-inculcation. Inculcate the maryadas, the dharanas, the Srimat, the codes of conduct, everything which Baba teaches every day. So that is, charity begins at home. First, let me understand Gyan, self-understanding. First, let me understand myself and then I make attempts to understand others. First, let me give up things, self-renunciation, self-denial, self-abnegation. First, let me renounce. Then only I can help others. I can teach with force and conviction that give up this, this is worthless, this is useless, this is dirty. If I myself am enjoying the filth, the dirt, how can I guide others, tell others, teach others? Enjoy this, enjoy. Give up this. So you have to give up something. There is a beautiful saying by one of the Hindu philosopher and saint Kabir. He says, an ant is carrying a piece of grain and walking. And whilst walking, crawling, that ant gets a piece of dal. So if you want dal, you must give up that grain of wheat. चीटी चावल ले चली, बीच में मिल गई दाल। कहत कबीर दो न मिले, इकले दूजा डाल। यू कैनॉट गेट टू, इफ यू वॉन्ट अनदर यू हैव टू गिव अप द लोअर, इफ यू वॉन्ट द हाइएस्ट, इफ यू वॉन्ट द हाइएस्ट गिव अप द लोअर, इफ यू वॉन्ट वर्च्यू गिव अप द वाइस, इफ यू वॉन्ट गॉड गिव अप द डेविल। Our situation should be not like that woman. I am attending church from last 30 years, but I have always been on your side, so please spare me. So self-compassion, charity begins at home, means renounce first yourself and then you can help others. These are the few meanings of the word charity. So Baba says, this word in fact was used first of all in 1642 by Sir Thomas Browne, and his sentence was, charity begins at home, is the voice of the world, yet is every man his greatest enemy. So different people have tried to use this, and this has become a proverb in English language. So today's essence, sweet children, first make attempts on yourself, effort on yourself to earn a true income. So first become rich yourself, then only make others rich. First become a goddess of coolness yourself, then make others the goddess of coolness. And then inspire your friends and relatives to do the same. Charity begins at home. Om Shanti.